Okay, today is Daf Ches, Baba Metzia. We're on Daf Zayin Amud Beis. We're on the second line from the bottom. We just said that when two people are holding on to a shtar and they're fighting over it, and we split the shtar in half, of course we don't physically take scissors and cut the shtar in half and give one person half a shtar and one person half a shtar. Of course that's not what we do. Rather, we divide the contents. Whatever the amount of the shtar are, it's divided and divided equally. And now the Gemara says, V'yachloku nami da'amran l'dmi. And by the case of two people holding onto a talis, of course also we don't split the talis in half. Rather, it's the value, l'dmi. Dilotei mahachi, because if you're not going to say that, then shnayim ovsin batalis, hachanami depligi? What, you're going to cut the talis in half? Ha'afsidei. You're ruining a talis. You're ruining a perfectly good talis. So the Gemara says, holo kasha, not necessarily so, that's not a problem. Dechazi l'ktanim, make a children's talis out of it. Make a talis cotton for the kids out of it. Not ruining it necessarily. Says the Gemara. Bahad Amar Rava. Rava said yesterday that if it's a talis that has gold on it, cholkin, you divide it. Right? Hachanami depligila. What, you're going to divide the gold in half? You're going to physically take a pair of scissors and cut the talis in half? Ha'afsidei. You're going to ruin it. Sigmar says, again, holo kasha, that's not a kasha. Dechazil ibn Melachim. What do you mean? Find the king's children and they'll wear it. They'll wear it. You think it's only who's going to wear such a talis? Somebody will wear that. Right? So it doesn't have to necessarily mean that we actually divide, we sell it and divide the profits. It could be we really physically cut the talis in half. By a shtar, we don't do that. But it could be by a talis, we do. It says the Gemara of Hadatnan. What about later on in the Mishnah? Two people are riding on an animal. And what do we say? We divide the animal in half. Hachanami de palgila? You're going to divide the animal in half? Ha'afsida? You're going to ruin the animal? Now, bishlama tahora, if it's a kosher animal, chazil abasar, at least you get meat out of it. I don't know, you divide it halfway down the middle, like two halves of the one, or the front and the back, I don't know.
We just need the fronts, right?
What?
Nowadays we don't need the fronts, right?
We don't need the fronts, we don't need to get an usher. Right, so I don't know. But elul tamea, but if it's a tamei animal, or if it's a kosher animal that became a trefa, ha'afsidei, you're destroying the animal. El, it must be. L'dmi, it must be, you're right. It must be we're talking about actual money. Hachanami, l'dmi. So to here, it must be talking about actual money. And we do not take a talis and cut it in half. We do not take an animal and cut it in half. If two people are fighting over a talis, we take the talis and we sell it and they divide the money. You don't cut a talis in half. You don't cut an animal in half.
Not Shlomo.
Okay, brand new topic. Brand new topic. Not easy. Amar Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama says, Zos Omeres, now that we've said this idea, that if two people are holding on to something, we don't cut it in half. It's really the value. Now that we've made that premise, we can go to the next level. The next level is, Higbia Mitzia Lichaveiro. If I pick up something for my friend, I don't want it. I have one. But I'm picking it up for you. The halacha is, Kana Chaveiro. My friend can acquire it. My friend acquires it, right? And the there's a whole discussion in the Achronim if do you have to verbalize that you're saying it for your friend? So some say why do you have to verbalize it? Some say you do have to verbalize it. Dvarim shebaleiv eino dvarim. But some say the only time we say the Nesiva says we only say dvarim shebaleiv eino dvarim if it's so your actions. Right, I really did that, but I was thinking the other thing. Then we ignore your thoughts. But here, your thoughts could be in tandem with your actions. We might not say the principle of Dvar Shabbat Levi and Dvar. That's a side of Machlokas. Anyway, you pick it up for your friend. Your friend acquires it. Because if you're going to tell me that your friend doesn't acquire it, then what's going to happen? Tiyasazu, I see a talis on the floor. I pick it up. Tiyasazu kimishu munachas agabe karka. So when I pick it up, what happened to the other half? If I don't pick it up for you, and you don't pick it up for me, then I pick it up for me, I'm holding on to half, and where's the other half? The other half is on the floor. And vizu kimishu munachas l'gabri karka. And the other guy picks up half, what's happened, he's holding on to half, what's with the other half? The other half in his eyes is also on the floor. Right? V'lo yiknet lo zeh v'lo zeh. And I shouldn't acquire it, and you shouldn't acquire it. Therefore, anybody else that walks by can take it away from both of us, says Rashi. Why? Because I did not acquire it with you in mind. You did not acquire it with me in mind. Therefore, neither of us acquire it, and some third party can come take it away. Therefore, it must be, one second, therefore it must be, that when you pick up something, you and you want to acquire it for your friend, that works. Yeah, your question is, why can't you pick it up for yourself? Because you say the whole thing is mine. We're going to get to that in a minute.
I know.
Those two questions are bothering me, and I don't have an answer.
Questions are good.
Yeah. What? Elalav shmamino. It must be hamagbir mitzil lechaveiro kana chaveiro. If you pick up something for your friend, you want to acquire something for your friend, it works. I can acquire something on your behalf. Amar Rava, Rava says, doesn't really argue on the point. He argues on one nekuda. Amar Rava, la'olam emalach, hamagbir mitzil chaveiro lo kana chaveiro. Really, I disagree with that. You pick up something for your friend does not acquire it. Why? Not because what we're thinking, wait a minute, I'm picking up for myself. That's not the reason. What? What do you mean? I see an evasion spirit, I pick it up.
For somebody else, you have to make a
what do you mean? I'm being zochit for you. Zochit, adam shalom fun of. I have a watch already, but I know my friend doesn't have a watch. I'm picking it up for my friend. Says Rabbi Chama, good. Says Rabbi, it's no good. Why is it no good? So the we're going to have it later on Dav Yud. The reason why it's no good is because what if somebody else, let's say he's owed money, or in other words, by me picking it up, it's not for me, it's for you, I'm ruining the rest of the world from having a chance to get that item. So I can't, who made me the right to do that? I can't do that. That's Rava's Shita. Nothing to do with picking it up for yourself, it's because you're ruining other people. You're depriving other people of the right to the item. If you're keeping it for yourself, then 100%, why not? But if you're picking it up for someone else, why is he better than someone else? Therefore it doesn't work. I don't know, like the fundamental, I'm missing something here. I'm missing something. What's going on here? Right?
Take one more step.
What?
Acquire it for yourself.
And then give it to someone else.
Now,
that's a good question. I don't know, I just don't know. Now, v'hacha, and over here, what's over here? And over here, in the case of Shnayim Ochs and Batalis, right? Hainu taima. You know why this whole thing of Shnayim Ochs and Batalis works? You know why? Migu, it's a migu. Dezachi l'nafshe, dezachi na'im l'chavre. That might be your point. I pick it up for myself. If I'm picking it up for myself, I can also pick it up for you. Therefore, that'll work. And the Gemara is going to ask, But don't you come in taina kulo shali? Isn't that your taina? You walk into beds and say, I'm holding on to half a talus, but it's all mine. And the other guy says, I'm holding on, it's also all mine. So, again, what's going on here? I'm picking it up for myself and also have you in mind. Because I know that if I pick it up only for you, it won't work. So I have myself in mind and you in mind. So where did he come from? What do you mean you have him in mind? You pick up a talus thinking it's all yours. I got there first. And the other guy says, I got there first. Right? So we don't know the truth. Each one claims, it's really mine. I got there first. And the other one says, no, I got there first. So Bezin has no clue. You know what? Yachloku. You're both going to swear. Yachloku. Right? Okay. Now, says Rava, Teda, you should know that I'm right. Why? She'ilu amar l'shlucho. If I tell a shliach, say gnovli, go steal for me. Go rob a bank for me. The gun after the guy goes ahead and does it. Putter. The mishaleach is putter. Why? I am not chai for your actions. You know there's a Torah. You know Hashem said don't steal. You went ahead and stole anyways. It's not my business. I'm not saying that I'm a tzad gomor. Not. But you, I am not chai. Rashi is not chai on kefil. Rashi says, very interesting. Rashi says, putter hamishaleach, putter mishalam kefil. What about Karen? That's a discussion. Why does she say kefil? The kaimelon ain shliach edvar avera l'tchayev shlucho el shliach divrei rav divrei talmud divrei mishomer. Right, the rav said something. Hashem, the talmud, the mishaleach. Who do you listen to? You don't listen to some guy. You listen to Hashem. Didn't listen. Okay, so says Rava. If I asked you to rob a bank and you went ahead and did it, who's chayev? Not the sender. The shliach is chayev, right? But the shutfin sheganvu, if partners steal together, they decide to go steal, then chayavin, they're both chayav. What's the difference? Now, we're assuming only one person picked up the stolen item. The other one's in the getaway car. That's what we assume. And they both walked into a bank together and took each bag. We don't assume that. Right? And yet, you both chayev. Why? My time of why? Lav mishum damrinan, because we say, migu d'zachi l'nafshe, zachi naim l'chavrei. When I picked up the stolen item, I'm in the bank, you're in the getaway car. Every bag of money that I picked up, I had him in mind. Why? Because he's in the getaway car, otherwise I'm not getting out of here. So we really should, exactly, we should say we're partners. Now, he didn't touch the money. Doesn't make a difference. That's different than us sending a shliach. I'm really a shliach of his. No, I'm a shliach. Why? I'll stay in the getaway car. You go rob the bank. I will drive away together. He's like, I'm really a shliach. What's the halacha? They're both chayiv. Why? Because I picked it up with him in mind. And that's different. Shema mina, you're right. Rav is right. Yeah. Right. The Gemara doesn't mention that word. The Gemara doesn't say that. Rami Bar Chama said, if I walk down the street and I pick up something for you, not for me, for you, that works. Why? After we're learning seven blot of Baba Metzia, that's the next logical step. Right? Says Rava, no, what are you talking about? Shnayim Ochzim Atalos works because you're being zochit for the other party. Here, not being zochit for the other party, not in the normal world, I pick up an item on the street, I'm zochit for another party, it's going to work. Who said? By Shnayim Ochzim Atalos it works. For example, by two robbers it works. But in a general case it won't work. But I still feel that I'm missing something. I just don't get it yet. Like, what exactly is the difference? Why can't I pick up something for someone else? Why does machlokas about that? So Rav is going to say on Daf Yud, because when you pick up something for someone else, you're depriving the rest of the world of the item. But so maybe on Daf Yud it'll be fleshed out more. I didn't. What do you mean? It's not so far fetched that two people can rob a bank together, and they're both going to be chayev. Right? And just because he's in the getaway car, why should he be treated less? He's just as guilty. The only thing is, only one of them is going to go in. So you go in. So we're assuming that didn't happen. If not, no tshuva, so just because I'm in the car and he's in the bank, what's the difference? When he's picking up the item, of course he has me in mind. He's not getting out of there without me. Right? So what do you see from that? That I can pick up something with you, with myself in mind and with you in mind. That works. That's Shnayim Ochzim Atalos. But if I only have you in mind, it's not going to work. Amar Rava. Rava says, Hashta damarta aminin migu. Now that we've said this principle that I'm picking up something for myself, I'm picking it up for you also. I'll show you that I'm right again. Cheresh upikeach. A cheresh is somebody who doesn't have any das. Whether or not he can be brilliant, he halachically doesn't have any das. Now, if someone doesn't have any das, they can't pick up anything. They can't be kona anything. However, midaraisa, a cheresh has no das. And a cheresh cannot acquire anything. Midarabana, they let him acquire, because otherwise what kind of society is that? Right? A cheresh walks down the street and sees picks it up, we're going to go take it away from him. So midarabana, we let him have it. So a cheresh upikeach, shehegbihu mitzia. A cheresh and a regular person that pick up a mitzia. They're walking down the street together, and they see something, they both pick it up at the same time. Mitoch, shekana cheresh, kana pikeach. Just because the cheresh picked it up, because the cheresh is able to acquire it. Why is the cheresh able to acquire it? Because the rabbanan gave him the right to acquire items, right? Because the cheresh can acquire it, the regular person can also acquire it. Okay? We're going to reject it because it doesn't make any sense. We're going to reject it. It's impossible. Why? Bishlam cheresh kana. I understand why the cheresh can acquire it. Dika madbele bendas. Because the bendas picked it up with the cheresh in mind. He didn't pick it up for himself. He picked it up for the cheresh. Now, if that's true, ela pikeach b'may kana. How did the pikeach acquire it? The cheresh had him in mind? Cheresh can't have him in mind. He's a cheresh. The cheresh can't even have himself in mind. What then? The rabbanan, we let him have it. So if you pick up something for someone else, that gives the cheresh the right to the item. How does the pikeach have the right to this item? From the cheresh? That's impossible. Now why can't you say that the cheresh picked it up for himself, and the pikeach picked it up for himself? Why can't you say that?
why would the potato? We've seen that the potato can't get anything because the haters can't.
Right.
The potato has nothing.
Right.
Has the haters have anything because.
Well, they're going to answer that question right now. They're going to go through it, right. And it's going to end up being nobody gets it. Ela Ema, no, you know what Rafa meant to say? Cheresh Kana, the Cheresh gets it. Pikeach Lo Kana, the Pikeach doesn't get it. So Umay Migu, what's the Migu? Migu, the Migu is as follows. The Shnei Charash and Ba'alma Kanu. Let's say two deaf people walking down the street. And they pick up the item together. Would they acquire it? Yes, after all. The Rabbanim will let them acquire things, so we'll let them have it. So, Hainami Kani. So too here, we will allow the Cheresh to keep the item.
Does it work with the two Cheresh? Each one thinks of each other?
No, that's impossible.
Right.
It's the Rabbanim will let them have it. The Cheresh never has Das.
Right.
The Cheresh never has Das. Rashi says it. Rashi says all we do is have them fight with each other.
The double Migo.
The whole, what?
The double Migo.
Right. 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 There's no reason. There's no logic. Just they're cherish. That's how they are. Well, let them have it. Well, they fight with each other. No, zaka to them. It's all did the rabbanon. Oh, hi Mai, what's going on here? Im tim tala mahamakbia mitzia lechaveiro kana chaveiro. I admit it makes sense. If I pick up an item for my friend, I can be makna it to my friend. Hani mili hecha deka magbile adai to the chavre. When I pick it up with my friend in mind, I don't need it. I'm picking it up for you. Hi adai to the deik kamagbile ihu lo. Wait a minute. What? How do you read this? Oh, right. Adai to the deik kamagbile ihu lo kani. If I pick it up for myself. If I pick it up, hi, adai te didei, kamad bi lei. I pick it up for myself. Ihu lo kani, you don't get it. So lachwini makni, I can give it to someone else. In other words, how is this cheresh getting this item? How is the cheresh getting this item? There's no way. Ella, you're right. Ein basay as follows. Mitoch shlo kana pikeach, lo kana cheresh. Nobody gets it. Nobody gets it. Since the pikeach can't get it, the cheresh can't get it. Nobody gets it. Oh, v'chi tema ma'ishna mishecha rashin da'alma. So what's the difference between that and two cherishes? How come by two cherishes we let them have it? So Gemara says, hasam takinu le'rabanan. Delo asi l'insuye. We don't want to fight it. So let them both have it. Hacha, but over here, mimar amar, the cherish says to himself, pikeach lo kani. This guy's not getting it. Ano akni, I should get it? He's not getting it, I should get it? Cheresh is okay with that. There's no way for the Pekech to get it. Right? There's no way. So the Cheresh, we don't give it to the Cheresh either. Because it's not for him to get it. So the Cheresh, oh, I don't mind that. He's not getting it, I understand. He's not getting it, I should get it. But if it's two Cherishes, why should only me and not him, why should him and not me? That'll lead to a fight. So we give them both have it. Okay, again. Fundamental, like, what's going on here? What's going on here? Why can't you pick it up for yourself? I don't know. Okay, next. Now, Rami Bar Chama said that when you pick up an item for someone else, the other person can't acquire it. What part of our Mishnah, what part of the first Mishnah of this Masechta gave Rami Bar Chama that heads up? What part of that Mishnah taught him that halacha? That what? That when you pick up an item for someone else, the other person can acquire it. Where did he get that out of this Mishnah? How did he pull that out of this Mishnah? Says the Gemara, where did he get that from? Where did he make that diyuk? Where did he make? I said after you've learned all this, it's the next step. What made him say that? If it's from the first line of the Mishnah, we're going to go through the entire Mishnah. We're going to take the last line of the Mishnah. If it's the first line of the Mishnah, which said shnayim ogzim batalis, two people are holding on to a talis. It can't be. You know why? Because Hassam over there, Haika Amar Kula Shali, I said it's all mine. Vana Agvahasa Kula, and I want to hold the whole thing for myself. Vahai Amar Kula Shali, and the other guy says, no, it's all mine. Vana Agvahasa Kula, and I picked up the whole thing for myself. That can't be pshat. It can't be the first case. Ella, you know what? You're right. Can't be that case. Ella Mehadde Katani, it's the following. Ze Amar Kula Shali. Ze Amar Kula Shali. Right? In other words, the Mishnah said two people holding onto a talis, And one said, I found it. One said, I found it. One said, Kula Shali. One said, Kula Shali. Why do I need the extra words, Zalma Kula Shali, Zalma Kula Shali? Hasu Lamali. What do you need those extra words for? Ella, Mimishni Yisera, from those extra words, Shmamina, we learn, Hamagbiya Mitzira Lachavero, if you pick up an item for your friend, Kona Chavero. Your friend gets it. Don't worry, Simcha, the Gemara is going to answer your question. Vo Kimna, but we already said those words are necessary. Why? Resha b'mitzia. The Resha was talking about a find. V'seifa b'mekach u'memkar. And the next line was talking about a sale, where a guy sold the same item to two people. One b'ratzon and one b'alkarcha. Right? And what did we say? Same halacha. Right? Whether two people found it, or two people both said, I bought it. Right? And the owner doesn't remember. Right, what's the halacha? Yachloku. Those words aren't extra. Those words aren't extra. Eli, you're right. Mi seifa. The next part of the Mishnah, which said what? Ze omar kula shali, ze omar chetzi shali. Why is that there? I say, it's all mine. I say, no, half is mine. Why is that in the Mishnah? It's the same as yach halacha. Right? Hasu lamali. Why is that there? Elam in Mishnah Yisera, from the extra Lashon, from the extras, Shma Mina, Hamadbiya, Mitzia Lechavero, Kona Chavero. Right? From the fact that, since it's extra, what does it teach me? That if you pick up an item for your friend gets it. Says the Gemara, Umimai Dibi Mitzia, who said that case is talking about a Mitzia? Who said? Dilma, maybe, Mekach Umemkar. Maybe that's talking about a sale, and what, the guy says, I bought half that item? Maybe. V'chi teima, even Mekach Umemkar, and if you want to tell me, then if we're talking about a case of Mekach Umemkar, Maila Memra, what's the chiddush of that? What's the chiddush? Itzrach, it is a chiddush. Sogat adachamina, I would think to myself, Had deka amar chetz yishali. The reason, he's a big wise guy, the reason why he said chetz yishali is lehavi kemeshav aveda, to say that I'm not claiming that I bought it. I'm claiming I found it. And if I found it, if I'm a meshav aveda, we know v'lipater, that there's no shvuah on a meshav aveda. There's no shvuah if you claim a meshav aveda. The kamash malan, so we say no. He's going to make a claim like that. The high erume kamarim. He's a wise guy. He's trying to trick the Bezdin. Why? Suffer. He knows. He's a Talmud Chacham. He knows. He's a big wise guy. He knows. Iamina kula shali. If I say it's all mine, boilish to ube. I'm going to have to swear. Now, as crooked as I am, I don't want to do that. To Ema, I'll say, Hacha, Ema Hachi. Dahavi Kimesha Aveda. Salseh, Mesha Aveda. Vi Potter. And I won't swear. I'll get the same exact result without making a Shavua. You know what? No, there is a Shavua. We're making a Shavua anyway. Why? Because we're better, we're smarter than you. You think it's a wise guy? No, you make a Shavua anyway. So Ella, though that can't be the case that we can learn this halacha, the case is vital. It's not an extra case. It's to teach you that even if you're going to want to come up with a claim like that, that it's a Meshav Aveda, and therefore I shouldn't have to swear, we still make you swear. Why? Because the whole thing could be baloney. Ella, meha, how about the next case? Ha Yishnayim, Rechim and Agabi Behema. Two people are riding on an animal. What did we say? Yachloku. You divide the animal in half. Why is that there? Hasu lamali. Why is that there? Don't we know that already? I'm holding onto a talus, we split it in half. And with two people sitting on an animal, we also split it in half. Why? That's not such a chiddush. Ella mimishna yaseira, from the extra words, shmamina, we learn, hamadbiya mitzir lechavero, that if two people are holding on, if you pick up an item for your friend, kana chavero, your friend can acquire it. Says the Gemara, V'dilma ha-kamash malon. No, maybe the chiddush was, the rochev nami kani. That riding it also is a kinyan. I would have thought, the only way you make a kinyan on an animal is to pull it along. You ride on top of it. Maybe it doesn't even move. Ella misefa, the last line of the Mishnah. What does the last line say? Bizman shehein modim. Let's say the guys admit. Let's say they admit. I really know I didn't pick it up first. I really didn't. Said I did, but you know what? I really didn't. After thinking about it, he might have gotten there a second before. Oh, or Sheishla and Edom, or there's Edom. Edom were watching this happen. And they said, Reuben did pick it up before Shimon. Then you know what? Chalkin below Shavua. They swear without a Shavua. They divide it without a Shavua. So B'mai, what's the case? Even Mekachu Memkar, Tzrichel Amemar, I need a Mishnah to tell me that you follow what Edom say? I need a Mishnah for that? I need a Mishnah to tell me that when two Edom say something, you follow the Edom? If two Edom say they picked it up at the exact nanosecond that you split it in half, I wouldn't need a Mishnah for that. That's what Edom said. Why is that in the Mishnah? El Alav must be talking about b'mitziyah. It must be talking about a find, Ushma mina, and he varied from here, Hamadbiya mitziyah lechavero, kona chavero. Because you don't need a Mishnah for that either. You don't need a Mishnah to tell me that if two people find an item at the exact same second, Edom say that, they split it in half. I don't need Edom for that. That's all, I don't need a Mishnah for that. It's also Pashat. What's the Chiddush? That if you find an item for your friend acquires it. V'rava Amar? Rava says, no. Rava, no, Migu. It's a Migu. So Zachi Nafshei, Zachi Naim Alechavrei. I'm Zochit for myself. I'm Zochit for you as well. Okay, there's a two dots here. We finished the Gemara. Again, I'm at a loss to explain this Gemara because I can't get past the fundamental problem of what's Rabbi Chama trying? What's his chiddush? When you pick up an item for your friend acquires it. Why shouldn't he acquire it? Why not? So Rava says because other people are losing out on the item because you're depriving other people. Maybe on Daf Yud that becomes more fleshed out. So let's hold off judgment until we get to Daf Yud, and then we can have to go back and chazan this over again until we understand it. Okay. Having said that, now two dots. Brand new thing. Hayishnayim Rochvin. Two people are riding on an animal. So what do we say? Two people are on the animal. They walk at the bed and sitting on the animal. One says it's mine. One says, no, it's mine. What's the halacha? We divide it in half. Right? Then we said, if one person's riding the animal, one person's pulling the animal. What's the halacha? Also you divide it in half. Okay? Amar Rav Yosef. Says of Yosef, Amali Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda told me, Shmas mina demar Shmuel tarti. We heard two things from Shmuel. We heard two different halachas from Shmuel. Rachav umanig. One when you're riding an animal. One when you're leading an animal. Chad koni. One time it works. V'chad lo koni. One time it doesn't work. You don't acquire it. V'lo yadana haiminayu. But we didn't know which one he said by which case. So Shmuel said, I'm going to tell you halacha by riding an animal, by leading an animal. One case you acquire it. One case you don't acquire it. But he wasn't clear, so we don't know which one was which. Okay? So, Heichi Dami. Now the Gemara says, what is so difficult about Ilema Rachav L'chudei Umanag L'chudei? If we're talking about Shmuel said, when a guy's riding an animal alone, and when a guy is leading an animal alone, there's no one else there. I'm leading an animal. I'm walking down the street. I see an animal. A loose animal. No name tag, nothing. And I stop pulling the animal. Or I see an animal in the street, loose animal, no name tag, nothing. And I get on top of the animal. I start riding away. Those are two cases. And in one case, Shmuel said you're cone of the animal. And in one case, Shmuel said you're not cone of the animal. So now, right. Ilema rachav l'chudei, manag l'chudei. Manag l'chudei, if you're leading an animal, mi ikul manda amar lo kani. Does anyone say you don't acquire an animal that way? No one says that. Everyone agrees that leading an animal is an act of a kinyan. It's a kinyan. Nobody would hold otherwise. So if that's what Shmuel meant to say, there's no shaila that if the case of leading the animal, you're kona it, and ikul amemar de lo kani, when did Shmuel say you're not kona it? Rachavu, de ikul amemar. Right? It's the case of riding it. For whatever reason, riding an animal is not a kinyan. He must have meant that. Because if leading it by yourself, no one else is there. What? No, in the Mishnah, there's one on top and one on. Yeah, maybe it's arguing in the Mishnah. Yeah. Yeah, it could be. Why? Because the Mishnah said that if you're... It's an equal claim. So maybe the Gemara is rejecting this because it's Pashat. Right? So how could Rav Yehuda have had a suffix on that? Rav Yehuda could not have had a suffix on this. If that's what Shmuel was saying in the yeshiva, that I want to tell you two halachas, boys. One is a rider, one is a leader, and there's no one else there. Rav Yehuda would not have. What did Shmuel say today? He wouldn't have had that suffix. Why? It's obvious. When you lead an animal, you acquire it. When you get on top of an animal, you don't. By process of elimination, you don't. That can't be pshat. No one had a suffix about that. Ella, it must be Rachav B'Mako Manig. They're both there. There's a rider and a leader. They're both there. Right? Right? He's right though. Our Mishnah did say the Yachlokas, so we'll have to see how this plays out. Now, Mai, what's the Yibaylahu? Said Rav Yehuda, I have a shaila now on Shmuel. Mai, what's the halacha? Rochev Adav is a rider better. Why? The toughest ba. He's on the animal. He's holding the animal in a much more concrete way than a guy holding a rein. Much more. Odilma or maybe. Maneg Adav. The leader is better. Why? The Adla Machmasa. He controls whether the animal will move or not. Sometimes when you're on top of an animal, it doesn't move. When you pull it, it's going to move. So which one's better? Amar Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, Amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda said, Nech Zianan. Let's see. Let's analyze. Ditnan, we looked at a mission in Klayim. Hamanig, if you lead animals that are Klayim, in other words, a donkey and a cow, they're on the same plow together, and you start pulling that plow, so if it gets Arboim, you get Malkus for Klayim. You caused Klayim to happen. You caused plowing with two animals improperly. You caused that to happen. What about Vayoshiv Bekaron? What about if you're sitting on a wagon, and the wagon is being led by a cow and a donkey? All you did was sit down in the wagon. You didn't do anything. You sat down in the wagon. You know what? So if it gets Arboim, you still get Malkus. Why? Same thing. Same thing. Reb Meir Poter as a Yoshev Bekaron. Reb Meir says Yipater. Reb Meir says Yipater. That's not considered Klayim, because all you're doing is sitting there. You didn't do anything. Now, Shmuel changes the version around. Umidapach Shmuel. Since Shmuel changed it around, Vitoni, and learnt, the Chachamim Potrin is Yoshev Bakaron, and the Chachamim say if you're sitting in a wagon, you're Potter. What's the significance of that change? That's now the majority Shita, which is what we're going to hold like. Sitting in a wagon, you're not. Shmamina, that's a Raya, that Rochev Lechude Lokani. Sitting alone is nothing. Sitting in the wagon, you're not Klayim. Sitting on an animal is not acquirement. V'chalshkein Rochev B'makom Manig. So for sure, that riding with a guy leading it, for sure is not going to help. Okay? And now we've resolved Shmuel's, the whole suffix. What about the fact that it argues on the Mishnah? What about that? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we'll get to it. Amalei Abayla of Yosef. Sabai says to Yosef, Hazimnin Tagiyin. One time we were sitting around. Not one time. Many times. Hazimnin, many times. Tagiyin. Amartala Nechzianon. Many times you said to us with that Lashon, Nechzianon, let's see. Let's analyze it. Velo Amartala Mishmer Rav Yehuda. But you didn't say that Rav Yehuda said it. And now you said that Rav Yehuda said it. Amalei. So Yosef answers back, Ibrit's true. You're right. Really, Rabbi Yehuda said it, and I didn't remember. And I just remembered now that this was, that Hechi Pashat Mar, how he resolved the problem. Rachav Miyoshev, that Rachav riding from sitting. Yoshev lo tafis bimosera, when you're sitting on an animal, you're not holding on to the reins. Wagon. When you're sitting on a wagon, you're not holding on to the reins, you're a passenger. Rachav tafes b'moseira. When you're riding an animal, you're holding on to the reins. V'amali, and yet, Rav Yehuda told me, Rabbi Shmuel Darmer Tavaihu, Rabbi Shmuel both said, Moseira lo kani. Holding on to the reins is irrelevant. It's irrelevant. It's no better than sitting as a passenger in a wagon. No better. There's no difference between riding and sitting in a passenger. Either way, it's not a kinyan. What? Yeah, or Mashiach. Or Mashiach. No. He's trying to figure out. Right.
So fine. So now that they're both cornered, is there one that's better kinyan than another kinyan?
No, so let's go back. Right, but he's saying, what got us to this point? Because Rabbi Yehuda said, I have a suffix, what Shmuel said.
I understand that.
Right, and then,
I understand the case. He has one, and one of them is good,
right.
One is not good. But these are all kinyanim that we've had. So what's he trying to get now?
No, because we've never discussed the case of sitting as a passenger till right now. Our Mishnah was, you're sitting on the animal, means you're on the animal, not a passenger in a wagon. So is it the same thing? So it would seem to imply that sitting on as a passenger is much worse than sitting on a horse holding onto the reins. Much more passive. You're a passenger. So it's the same thing. No. Why? Because the reins is not enough.
One second, but the case of the what's it called?
Yeah.
The case of the Mishnah is, one is on top, one is
I know, that's his question.
He's holding it.
I know.
The reins.
I think we get to the Mishnah.
Yeah, we're going to get to it in a minute. So far, makes sense. We just rejected the fact. Okay, Ikediyami, another version with the same result. Amalei Abayel Rabbi Yosef, Heichi Parshimar. How was this resolved? Rachav miYoshev. Can we learn out riding from sitting? Yoshev lo tafes miMoseira. Riding, sitting as a passenger, you don't hold on to the reins. Rachav tafes miMoseira. When you're riding, you're holding on to the reins. Amalei Hachitani, Idi taught me, Moseira Lokani. Moseira holding on to the reins doesn't make a difference. Why not? Itmanami, Amrav Chelba, Amrav Huna, Moseira holding on to the reins? Mechadero, if you're buying a cow from your friend, then Kana, of course handing over the reins is a valid kinyan. No question about that. Bimitsia, but if it's a find, or Benichse Hager, or if it belongs to the ger, which is basically hefker, lo koni, then getting the reins is nothing. Why not? Because no one gave it to you. No one gave you those reins. You picked it up off the street. The ger died. There's an animal there. No one gave it to you. The only time giving over the reins is going to work is if somebody gave it to you. Like, I'm buying it from you. So the giving over the reins is an acquisition. Stam Matia, it's not an acquisition. Now, my lashon moseira. What does the word moseira mean? Amar Rava, Idi Asbroli, Idi told me, Ka'adam Hamoser Davala Chavera. Like you give over. Moser means to give over, right? The Mesorah. I give over something to my friend. Now, Bishloma Mechavero Koni. It makes sense to say that when I give over something to my friend, I'm koneid to come Masale Chavre. My friend gave it to me. Ella the Metzia Ubenichse Ager. But if it's a Metzia or it's Nechasim of Ager. My man ka masalai delikni. Who gave it to me? That I'm calling it. No one gave it to me. The definition of a masera, a brains, means it's given over to you. You walk down the street, you see an animal, you pick up the reins, who gave it to you? Nobody gave it to you. Therefore, it doesn't work. Meisve, wait a minute. Our Mishnah said, here's the question. Our Mishnah said, Hayishnayim rochim agabi behema. They're both on top of the animal. How does that work? Mani. Mani, so who's the author of this? Right? Ilema Rav Meir, if it's Rav Meir held that if you're sitting on a wagon being led by Klayim, you're going to get Malkus for that. That makes perfect sense. Hashta Yoshev Kani, Rachav Bibaya, if you're a passenger and you require the item, there's no Shaila that if you're riding on it, holding on, of course you require the item. Elalav, it must be Rabbanon, it must be the Rabbanon, Ushmamina. Rachav Kani, and it must be that Rachav does acquire it. Which is a kasha on Rav Yehuda, who said that Rachav does not acquire it. Says, no, Hachamai Eskina, you know what's going on here? Manik Biraglov. You kicked it with your feet. You're on the animal, and you have spurs on your boots, and you kick the animal, it's going to make it move. That's why you're Kone it. Says the Gemara, Ihachi Hainu Manik. That's the same thing as a Manik. What's the difference if you're off the animal or on the animal? Either way, you're controlling the animal's movements. So the Gemara says, you're right. Trei gavni manik. There's two different kinds of manik. Ma'adatema, I would have said, rachiv adiv. Riding it is better. It's even better. Why? We would have thought this all along. So the Gemara turns everything on its head. We would have thought this all along. Why is riding better? Taha manik v'tafis ba. Because not only are you manik it, you're also on top of it. It's much better. Kamash Milan, not necessarily true. Not necessarily true in the Gemara's world. Having more kinyanim is not necessarily better. Why? I don't know. That's the Gemara feels. And therefore what? Riding it is not better than leading it along. Even though it might appear better, because you have two reasons why you're manning it, and two, you're on top of it. Not necessarily true. It could be the guy's on the floor pulling it with his reins is taka better.
The reason why it's not a question is sitting on top of it now is still considered manning.
Oh, that's right. So sitting on top of it now is manic. So if two people walk into bed and one's on top of it and one's leading it.
But if the guy doesn't have like the spikes in his heel, he's not leading the animal.
Then maybe, yeah, maybe, then maybe right. Right. All right? We'll stop here. We'll resume tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.